Collectors, let's talk about the real villain in your collection. It's not Dr. Doom, it's the dreaded box stack. You know the one, piles of sagging boxes, and the issue you need is always in the bottom box. When you lift, you pray your spine survives. If your comic boxes are stacked like a game of Jenga, it's time for Drawer Boxes, the easy access storage solution from CollectionDrawer.com. Drawer Boxes are stackable up to 6 high, but you don't have to unstack anything to get inside. Just slide out the drawer and you're opening a treasure chest of comic glory. And just like any file cabinet drawer, they'll hang open on the own while you peruse your collection, thanks to their patented box locks box anchors that secure each unit so that they won't tip. Worried about a drawer slipping out and dumping that near mint run of Ultimate Spider-Man on the floor? Not a chance, but their patented locking tabs that keep drawers securely locked into their shell until you're ready to remove them. Let's talk box sort upright dividers. They keep your comics standing tall, sorted by title, issue, era, whatever you like, and make it easy to file. No more leaning stacks causing spine cracks. So ditch the lifting, ditch the chaos. Drawer boxes turn your collection into a library, not a workout. Visit CollectionDrawer.com and start enjoying your collection today. Doesn't your first Deadpool appearance deserve better than being buried in a cardboard coffin?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
DC Comics has canceled Red Hood after one issue due to public comments that were promoting hostility. This is Comic Book Club News for September 12, 2025. We've only got one story to cover today, and I want to put a trigger warning here, both for subject matter and language used. That said, DC Comics has taken the rather shocking step of abruptly canceling its new Black Label Red Hood series after only one issue. The news came to retailers late on Wednesday night that the publisher was canceling all further orders for the series, including the previously solicited issues number 2 and 3. The Mature Reader series, written by Gretchen Felker Martin with art by Jeff Spokes, was an in-continuity adventure taking place after the heavily delayed Hattush storyline, running in Batman by Jeff Loeb and Jim Lee. It found Jason Todd, aka the Red Hood, heading to New Orleans stand-in New Angelique and getting embroiled in a supernatural murder mystery alongside the Huntress. Per Popverse, retailers were told on Wednesday, the same day the first issue was released in stores, that, quote, DC Comics cancels existing orders for Red Hood number 2 and Red Hood number 3 and any orders for future issues of the series. DC Comics will credit retailers for all invoiced copies of Red Hood number 1, inclusive of copies that may have already been sold. While one could speculate that the delay of Hattush led to the cancellation, the final two parts of the storyline are now planned for release on November 12, 2025 and January 28, 2026, respectively. After initially planning to finish by this past August before Red Hood was released, that doesn't seem to be the case at all. In a statement shared with Comic Book Club, DC Comics said, quote, "At DC Comics, we place the highest value on our creators and community and affirm the right to peaceful, individual expression of personal viewpoints. Posts or public comments that could be viewed as promoting hostility or violence are inconsistent with DC's standards of conduct." While no further explanation was provided, Felker Martin has been consistently outspoken online with her views well known for years. Her social media posts were known entities well before the Red Hood series was announced and led to a fair amount of pushback in the lead up from comic book readers and others. But given the timing, the news story dropped at 1 a.m. ET on Thursday. Posters on Blue Sky have specifically pointed to her posts about the death of Charlie Kirk at Utah University, which occurred earlier in the day on Wednesday. Felker Martin's Blue Sky account has been suspended since the posts, but screenshots shared by others show her posting 3 skeets referring to Kirk in particular. Quote, "Thoughts and prayers unite..." Dirty bitch, with a follow-up of, quote, hope the bullet's okay after touching Charlie Kirk. However, a third post may be the one that drew the attention of right-wing posters who began to circulate and criticize Felker Martin's posts, mostly on X, formerly known as Twitter. In it, the writer stated, quote, the job market is grim, but there's a silver lining. Gavin Newsom needs a new co-host for his podcast. This is in reference to the first episode of California Governor Newsom's podcast, which found him sitting down with the Talking Points creator. For what it's worth, Felker Martin is transgender, and Kirk frequently espoused anti-trans ideology up until the moment he died. As reported in multiple outlets at the time of his death, he was debating whether trans mass shooters are one of the biggest dangers to the United States. When asked by an attendee how many transgender mass shooters there have been in the past 10 years, Kirk answered, quote, too many, with the attendee clarifying there have been 5 total. As for Newsom, the governor and presidential candidate hopeful has been public about his own negative trans views, and Felker Martin, again in posts from the banned Blue Sky account, has previously been critical of him as well. However, it seems the issue stems from Felker Martin's long history of posting, which was in violation of DC's social policy, not just this week's posts about Kirk. Is it possible that the ones mentioned above were the breaking point? Perhaps, given the timing. As is, given Felker Martin is banned from Blue Sky, and DC isn't sharing any further statements for the moment, this is all we've got to go on. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And while only tangentially related to this, to end on a more positive note, if you would like to support trans youth, you can donate to places like the Trevor Project at thetrevorproject.org. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only. Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.